out in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Where did y'all used to keep milk and butter? To keep it?
We kept our milk and butter in an ice box. Had them old timey ice boxes. And mm-hmm. You went and bought ice and set 50-pound or 100-pound down the top of it. Mm-hmm. And we set our butter in there and had some doors down at the bottom. We put our milk in on there, you see. And it kept it cool. Mm-hmm. And if we run out of that, then we let it down in the well. With mm-hmm. sealed up, you see, that milk. Let it down a rope in the well to keep it cool. You didn't let that milk get hot. Mm-hmm.
What about potatoes? Where would they be kept?
Well, now you'd have to have a potato house or a dry place to keep them, you see, where there ain't no moisture and stuff like that. And you're supposed to have a tater house to keep them in. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times you can put them on the floor if it's good and dry on there, you can keep them on the floor, see. Mm-hmm. Maybe I have seen people have tater houses on the floor, you see. Get on there and dig them a tater. Yeah, but it's out in the garage.
Do you ever hear of a potato pump or a potato bank?
No. Mm-hmm. In this country, we use potato houses.
Well, what do you used to call them? Brood house or something? Didn't they have something they called it?
Brood houses.
Yeah, didn't they have something they called it?
Well, that there was for chickens.
Was that what?
Yeah. Brooder house, see, is what they called it. Place where you kept chickens or raised them or something like that. You have a brooder house.
What about if you have some milk and you let it sit and it gets thick, then you call it?
Clabber milk, we used to, you see, it had to be clabbered, and then you churned it, and that's where you got your butter. I sat there, me and Dan, jump, churned that old dasher, had a stick with the handle about this long, and on the end of it had a cross nailed on it, called it a dasher, and it had a deal. We always used about a 5-gallon one, a churn, and it had a hole in the center of this lid that went on it, and you put take that lid up, slide it down over this stick, and then you stand there, sit there, and churn it that way.
You don't have to work near as much.
I've done it many days. That's my job. Mama say, son, milk's ready to churn. And then I chug. That's why I look in there and I see, well, it started. You see it start forming a little around there, and just keep on. That's why you look in there. When it gets done, it'll all be in balls all around it. Big balls will just be floating all around it, all around on you. Buttermilk, it'll be buttermilk then, you see. Mm-hmm. And then you take it out, and she did and worked the butter good. In other words, she got a spoon, and she just worked it and worked it, and had worked every bit of the milk out of it she could get out of it, you see. Mm-hmm. Then she put it in the butter bowl. Had a butter bowl, a square, mm-hmm. and she put it in that. If it's a pound or 2 pounds or whatever, that butter bowl was supposed to hold a pound, you see, and they put it in them. Some of them was round and some of them was long like a brick, you know, shape of a brick, sort of. And they had, some of them had little crinkles in that lid, that round one, mm-hmm. and when you set it down on there and pick it up, that butter just be sitting there, look like a flower of some kind, in little places all over it, you know. It looked real nice, you see, sitting there just mounded up. Set that lid down, and it pushed them little places in the butter, you see. And it looked real pretty, sitting there.
Do you ever hear of making anything else out of the clabber besides butter or buttermilk? Some kind of cheese or something?
Yeah, but we never did do that. I hear them talking about making cheese out of it. Mm-hmm.
What kind of cheese?
Well, I don't know. It'd be homemade cheese and what we always call them. But I never would. Them things, just like I told you. Boy, when they made out of that, I didn't eat them because that milk from that might near got to be ruined before they make cheese, see.
The first thing you have to do after milking?
Strain your milk. You strain it through a strainer.
And something kind of like a fruit pie. Baked in a deep dish, it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it.